Good afternoon, brethren. What a fine day to be here together. I just wanted to thank Mr. Welch for giving me the afternoon. Now, if I can just figure out something to say. Mr. Dunn gave me a tip, though, during the break. So maybe I'll go with, he said, you can explain why we don't speak in tongues now. Well, you know, if all of you remember Mr. Armstrong, many times would say, why are we here? You know, most of the Western world have Bibles just like we do, but they're not here. You know, how did you come about to be here and have the understanding that you have? Then, you know, why can man do so many things that animals cannot do? You know, mathematics, he can design, he can make machines that can do all types of work, can go to the moon, if you believe that. Personally, I believe it, but he can make all types of calculations, and then you have the animal kingdom that, I mean, they grow their own coats on their back. If they go anywhere, it's on their hooves or their paws or their fins, and they have no control of the environment at all. Well, we know that there's a spirit in man that enables his brain to do much more than any animal. You know, in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 9 through 11, it says that, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? But spiritually speaking, why are we here? We know God has promised his spirit to those who repent and are baptized. But brethren, what does that Holy Spirit do for us? Now, God uses his spirit to impart power and nature to us. My granddaughters asked me a lot of questions this weekend about the spirit because some of her friends are teaching her about the Trinity, and she's saying, you know, I can't understand that, Papa. How's that? And I said, well, I can see why you can't. But let's look at John chapter 14, if you would. John chapter 14, verses 15 through 18. I'd like to say, make a quote from our booklet, Who is God? It says, there is absolutely no justification for referring to the term Holy Spirit with masculine pronouns, even in the Greek. So we know the Greek and the Romance language has you know, masculine, feminine, and neuter for pronouns. And the Greek word pneuma, usually translated spirit or wind, breath, is grammatically neutral word, neuter word, like it, its, itself, which, that, and such. So what they're saying is that really the translators just took it on themselves to say him, and he. So let's read here in John chapter 14, in verse 15. Says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper or a comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Which when we call, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments, he's saying, we must start. There's a starting point, and that's obeying what we know. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And of course, the Spirit dwells with us, leading us to repentance, and then will be in us. And I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. And in verse 26, I want to go there. But the Helper, which is Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. God's Spirit is teaching us on the spiritual plane. We have the spirit of man in us, which gives us understanding of the physical. But without the Spirit of God, the spiritual side of our life is void and vacant. And bring to your remembrance all things that I've said to you. In other words, we'll be reminded, God's Spirit, we learn things over the lifetime that we live, and it's easy to forget, but God's Spirit brings these things to remembrance. He said he'll guide us into all truth. That's one of the benefits of God's Spirit. You know, as Mr. Hudson brought out, the loaves are leavened. There's sin in the church. But one of the biggest differences I've seen is the understanding of the truth. We still falter, we still stumble, but we have an understanding of the truth that's simply not out there in the world. And God says that Spirit will keep reminding us of that. In chapter 16 of John, we will see that. However, when he, which it, and this creates a lot of confusion in people. Well, that's a person, personal. That's another being. However, when he or it, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. God's Spirit leads us into truth, understanding the truth of God's ways, truth of prophecy. The Spirit of God moves us to glorify the real God, not the God of this world that has deceived people into glorifying him and worshiping him when they think that they're actually worshiping God. And what does the truth do when the Spirit leads us into truth? And we begin to understand God's laws, God's commandments, God's ways. Well, let's look in Psalms chapter 19. When God's Spirit leads us into the truth, we begin to understand God's commandments. We begin to be motivated to obey them. It says, the law of the eternal is perfect, converting the soul. As God's Spirit begins to work with a person, maybe not, we're not talking being baptized and actually begotten, but it begins to move people in the direction of obeying God. It says, the law of the eternal is perfect, converting the soul. Then that begins to really convert or change a person. The testimony of the eternal is sure, making wise the simple. The more I see of myself, and a few of you, I realize how simple we are. Just a few of you. That's not you, that's the other person there beside you. And he begins, the Spirit even takes the simple and begins to make the simple wise. And, you know, we become wiser than our adversaries, which physically may be much wiser and much more advanced. So the truth, I was going to read on verse 7. The statutes, or verse 8, the statutes of the eternal are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the eternal is pure, enlightening the eyes. Is there any truth, for sure, the truth has enlightened our eyes, the way we see, the way we think. And no, we're not perfect, but at least we're seeing what God really is and what the truth is. It says in verse 9, the fear of the eternal is clean, enduring forever. And going on in the same verse, the judgments of the eternal are true and righteous altogether. So many just do not believe that God's commandments and statutes are really righteous. It's just like it's a burden. But as God's Spirit in us, we see it different. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. And many of you have proven that you believe that by giving up prosperity, jobs, in order to have the true gold. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there are great reward. People are warned. The world promotes fornication, adultery. God's Spirit and His law warns people that, hey, if you go that route, it's going to end in disaster. So many people are charging down that route and reaping the disaster of it. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. In verse 12, who can understand this, his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. That is God's Spirit. We don't understand our faults. God's Spirit is revealing and then cleansing us. It says in verse 13, keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and I shall be innocent in great transgressions. The only way we become guiltless is through the understanding of the real sacrifice of Jesus Christ and through the Spirit that God grants us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Eternal, my strength and my Redeemer. When we come through God's Spirit, we come to the realization that, hey, without God, we really have nothing. I'd like for you to turn to Isaiah chapter 11. And let's see just the result of what God's Spirit would bring and will bring, is bringing. Isaiah chapter 11, it's here somewhere, verse 2, I believe. Okay, of course, this is a prophecy about the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ. But this same Spirit is offered to us and to those called. The Spirit of the Eternal shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might. These are all the things that God's Spirit grants to us. The Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Eternal, that we can have true fear of God, the right kind of fear. His delight is in the fear of the Eternal, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor. And we know that we can't always judge by our eyes and what appearance it is, because we can't see that far without God's Spirit. And decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Verse 5, righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. These are all things that we can have through God's Spirit. And I just noticed, and it goes on, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and fatling together. That is a result of God's Spirit and His Word being understood in the world. Going on, the cow and the bear shall graze. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. That can only happen through a converted mankind or earth, or the knowledge that through God's Spirit. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Eternal as the waters cover the sea. That's through God's Spirit, as we heard about the power of God's Spirit. We see there the result of that. You know, man has a spirit that launches him far above the animal kingdom. And of course, the Holy Spirit catapults man far above the human family and eventually right into the God family.